just spell the whole song.
Does it actually spell anything out, or is it just...
Maybe it's just letters.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, yeah. But like enough, like the vowel to consonant ratio is just right, so it feels like you're spelling words.
Oh, are we getting a call?
Getting a call.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
So
I've been preparing for this moment for a while.
I'm going to pick up my call.
But I don't feel prepared.
And next we're going to play Addition by Rex Orange County. Please have fun. Stay safe. And
baby, you braved it. I understand you had a bad day and shit. So I say something dumb as fucking, luckily it gives you a facelift. But really I couldn't take it, especially when the volume is raising. Like, she came in the room, chicane in the road. Now my mind is racing. You care to, where to? 3 days in a row my plans fell through. Crying in a hotel room. You listen. If I could, I'd be staying at the Edition.
For real.
For real. I would meet you at a certain time and take my time to make my decision. For real. I'm only ever trying to help you. Oh. It's only ever love.
In a hotel room.
Love, babe. I'm only ever trying to help you. It's only ever love, baby. It's only ever love. It's only ever trying to be loved in a hotel room.
Hello, everyone.
And everyone watching, listening.
I'm actually not in the building.
We have a special
I'm
guest.
On the phone. Yeah.
Wait, Alex, DJ Fuzz, introduce yourself again.
So, my name is DJ Fuzz. I've had a few appearances, actually one appearance before on WMFO. And I couldn't be there, sadly, tonight, but... You know, I persevere, I'm dedicated, I'm loyal, I'm here, boys.
She's calling in.
I'm here for the phone, yeah. Nothing stops me.
So, earlier...
So, you know, I just want to talk about some milk. Sorry, not to burst your bubble, Jackson. I don't want to...
Jump in the gun.
Yeah, let's talk about milk. So earlier, as many of you know, it is Christmas Eve.
For some people.
Yeah.
What is your stance on that?
Christmas Eve? That's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
We were talking about cream. And just like the worst date foods.
But my question is, how did you get from cream to worst date foods?
So think about
it. Well,
it
was actually a reverse.
Drinking cream out of a bowl on a date.
Well, have you ever felt good after eating cream? And then would you like to do that in front of someone that you haven't really met very well? For the first time.
Yeah, these are first dates, yeah. I should clarify.
Okay, well, I was just imagining like a first date where someone pulls up to a restaurant and just orders a bowl of cream.
Well, that'd be absurd, because I bring own cream.
Oh, of course.
My home cream.
You just have it in like your pocketbook?
Yeah, I fill my pockets with cream every morning. It's heavy cream, don't worry, guys.
Doesn't it weigh your cargo shorts down?
that'd be a really bad first date, I think.
And there we go.
I mean, personally, I'm biased because lactose of any sorts of horrible things to my body. And I don't want anyone to see me in that light when they're getting to know me, because I would fabricate their perception of me.
DJ Fuzz.
I usually say that for the second date.
DJ Fuzz, if I remember correctly, you enjoy eating ice cream.
Oh, I eat so much lactose. Like, it's not good. Yeah, I love ice cream. It's like my favorite food.
Yeah.
Is it your favorite food?
Well, yeah, I think the things that milk does to most people's bodies is just not something that should be presented on a first date.
It's totally worth it.
It's not worth it.
But it's a nearly universal experience.
Like, imagine having a first date and someone makes you grilled cheese.
I mean, what? Like, honestly, I mean, just, it depends on, like, the time I'm working with. If I can get in and out of there, like, it's a short first date, like, and I can be home in, like, in the state
20 minutes too. After consuming a grilled cheese.
Yeah, then it's fine. Like, it all depends on, like, the time frame we're working with, and that's what I need to know, you know? So it's situational.
It really is. And that's really beautiful, Alex.
So I'm hearing that some people don't like this discussion about cream on air in relation to cargo shorts specifically.
Well, if you don't like it,
if you don't like it,
my cargo shorts.
If you don't like it, bad first date, huh?
Yeah.
I guess it's...
You know, I would think like one of the worst first date foods is salad. I don't understand why anyone would order that on first date, because do you know how hard it is to cut lettuce?
Wait, you cut lettuce?
If you have a salad, it should already...
you get, like, such big pieces, but then, like, it's like a lose-lose situation, because either you're trying to cut lettuce and it's not working, or you have massive pieces of the greens, and they're just, like, you can't stuff it all into your mouth.
So I'll be honest.
You're like,
I'll be honest with you, Alex.
I cannot relate to this experience.
Oh.
I think, actually, maybe a salad would... Is this a conversation?
The problem is that when the lettuce greens are so large, they start flaking salad dressing all over the place. And then I have grease stains all over the place.
And then you're covered. Next thing you know, you're drowning in salad dressing.
Or worse, your date is.
Or worse, yeah.
Exactly. And so that's why, in my humble opinion, salads are one of the worst first date foods.
It sounds to me like you just don't like salad.
Yeah, it's the real issue is salads.
I won't put it that way. I just really hate cutting lettuce. I'm really bad at it.
I seriously have never... I don't know if I've ever had to cut a salad. I'll say it. Not once in my life, I think. I feel like the only problem I could foresee running into is having to fit a lot... Like a whole fork's worth of lettuce into your... Like you have to...
Yeah,
you have to open up pretty wide just because of circumference.
But then it kind of becomes an interactive date. Like the person you're with can help you.
Oh, they could try to, like...
It's like a puzzle.
Put some lettuce in your mouth.
Yeah. It's cute, you know?
And then I would get paranoid by getting lettuce stuck in my teeth, you know? I just think lettuce is...
Yeah. Which is also why you shouldn't get bagels on a first date.
Unless they don't have seeds.
Well, I would only get everything bagels, so...
Oh, I love bagels, dude. I haven't had a bagel in so long. That's a perfect first date food, an egg bagel.
Get nice and egged up.
Yeah.
Wait, for breakfast?
I mean, anytime, really. Like, if they don't want an egg bagel anytime, then they're not the one, and you should be on a date with them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good test.
It is a good test.
I don't think there's any other food, like pasta.
That's why I bring my cream from home, because if they can't accept me at my cream-filled pockets...
Then you don't deserve me at my bagel-filled pockets.
Quesadilla-filled pockets.
Sushi.
Tater-tot-filled pockets. Sushi-filled pockets.
Yeah.
Anyways, I like putting food in my pockets. Haha.
just as friends, though. Haha, just as friends.
What are some other bad first date foods? Lobster.
So, we were talking about this at dinner tonight, actually. My general opinion is that ramen is terrible for a first date. My entire family disagreed with me.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I think it could be cute.
It could be cute. It opens up a discussion about, you know, food and eating. Because the thing is, if you're at a ramen place, you're both suffering. It's not one-sided.
I don't quite understand the correlation between suffering and eating ramen, but okay.
Well, you're suffering in
socially.
Socially, yeah.
There's no neat way to do it.
It's never really going
to
be cute.
Maybe we're just not socialized to eat ramen like that, you know? Like, properly.
You mean there's, like, neatly. A lot of slurping?
A lot of slurping.
But I also think that a problem is...
Mouth.
I think a problem is that there's not a lot of room for conversation because you're both trying to just neatly eat your noodles and broth.
Oh, well... I guess it depends on who I'm going on first date with. Like, if I've known them for a while, then I want them just to see me at my slurpiest.
Mm.
And if I've never met them... Well, it also depends on, like, what's happening. Like, if I want them to see me at my, like, sloppiest and slurpiest, or if I want them to see me at my neatest. You know, it depends. It depends on where I think it'll go.
Yeah, it definitely does.
All right, so
I think we're going to transition to playing some more music, but before we do, I just want to hear Alex say sloppiest and slurpiest again.
Thank
you, DJ Fuzz.
Thank you, DJ Fuzz.
Yeah,
it's been
peace
great.
Out, everyone. DJ Fuzz, out of the house. I'm still not in the building, actually. I'm still just over the phone. Great talking to you all. I'm really excited to go to New York City with...
All right, and next up we have Anderson .Paak. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but you guys, all our listeners out there, we've been doing a theme.
The theme is what, Jax?
The theme is
Quint.
The theme is sexy.
The theme is sexy. We had to Google, are we allowed to say sexy on air?
The results were inconclusive.
They were inconclusive, but here we are. My logic is it is what it is, you know? Don't make it weird.
And so next up we have I Miss That Whip by Anderson .Paak, who is, I'll say it, one of the sexiest.
Oh, easily.
Easily. So, you know, to
naturally,
all our listeners, you know, buckle your seatbelts.
Put on your hazards.
And
let's get sexy.
So one bit, maybe a little bit. Some days I think about it, but I get over it real quick. It's too late to make amends. We can never be friends. I'll miss a one bit. I miss that whip. Damn, I miss that whip. That whip, that whip, that whip. I miss that whip. Look, she used to school me from the train station. Have a smoothie in the rainy mood. Pre-roll J, wait. She didn't care about the reach from the long feet to Long Beach. Oh,
So that was Don't Want to Be Your Girl by Wet. They're actually, fun fact about them is they are from the Boston area. For those listening and who don't know where we are in the Boston area, stationed at Tufts University. Yeah, they went to some college nearby. I can't remember which one. No matter. Anyway, what do we have coming up next? Quint?
Well, coming up next, we have, it sort of remains to be seen. I was thinking Four Leaf Clover.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so next up, we have Four Leaf Clover.
There's also, Night Song.
Well, yeah, it's about that time.
Can we do Night Song?
It's nighttime. That was the joke. Anyways, next up is, Night.
You guys will see. All right. Here, I'll keep you entertained. It's my favorite. Okay, so I heard a joke the other day about Let me set up the scene first.
You guys are gonna love this All right. joke. It's really good.
So, two microphones walk into a karaoke bar and they go,
"We're gonna do it like this. Just rock with me now. It's a party tonight. Feeling good, yeah, I'm feeling polite. And we're moving on it, on it, on it. Head down, feeling alright. Got my edges on tight. It's a party tonight. Feeling good, yeah, I'm feeling polite. And we're moving on it, on it, on it. People like to stay in. I don't really care what you think. Ooh, I like my hair.
them said, it's a duet, not a poet.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one before either.
That was really good.
Thank you.
It's who told that to you?
The dentist.
Oh, speaking of the dentist. Uh-oh.
I don't really want to do the work today.
I don't want to
do the work today. So yeah, we got a dentist appointment on New Year's Eve
at
11 a.m. But okay, like at least it's not at night. But then again.
So I plan on spending my time.
I'll flossing.
Wake up at 8.
Floss the entire floss. Time.
I have full 6 months of flossing to do in about 3 hours. Well, I could start now, but that would be kind of absurd.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I started a couple days ago. I figured at least get to the point where, you know, it won't be super clear that I haven't been flossing for like 3 months.
Yeah. Okay, if anyone out there still believes in dentistry.
Floss? Like every day? I know one of my best friends flosses actually every day.
And I'm sure they have beautiful teeth.
Oh, she has beautiful teeth.
Who is it? Are you allowed to disclose their names live on air?
I call her Joe.
Uh-oh.
So Joe, if you're out there listening, call 855. No, I'm kidding.
But
Joe, you can call me though.
If you guys are out there and you see Joe, maybe take her teeth. I don't know. I hear they're great.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, yeah. So here's something that happened to me. I went to the dentist like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And as usual, came to the part where they floss my teeth. And my dentist said, hey, you know, it's really important that you floss every day. Do you floss every day? And I said, yep. But secretly, I had not been flossing every day.
Oh, and, you got
and they, them. They always tell, and they never call me out on the fact that I'm lying, but they're just like, yeah, it's really important. Like, really make sure you're flossing every day. It's really important, Jackson. DJ Quint, I mean.
DJ Quint.
And so then that day I was like, okay, fine, I'll listen. After 16 or so years of being told to floss every day, maybe I'll finally do it. And so I did. I went home. I flossed every day for the next, like, 3 or 4 months, and I wore my retainer.
Yeah, he was very into it.
Very into it. Brushing at least two, often three times a day. And then I go back to the dentist a few months later, and I'm ready this time. I'm excited. This first time I've been excited to go to the dentist because I was ready for when they ask me, hey, do you floss every day? And I could say yes without lying. I could be honest, and everyone was going to be happy, and they would probably let me take a toy from the toy chest.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. So the time comes that they're flossing my teeth, and it goes beautifully. My teeth perform exactly as I hoped they would. And then they say, hey, do you floss every day? And I said, yep, telling the truth that time. And then, as they always do, they said, you know, Jackson is DJ Quint. It's really important that you floss every day. Like, you really have to do it to clean out the mouth stuff that gets in between your teeth. And I broke down. I just couldn't handle
it. He lost all faith.
I lost all faith. I can't. I just, like, if they didn't notice a difference, all I want is validation. If they had just believed in me and said, hey, Jackson, we see what you're doing and we respect you and you're good at flossing. That's all I would have needed. And I would still be flossing to this day. But they didn't, and I don't even think they could tell that I'd been flossing. And for that reason, I do not floss.
Although I will say I feel really nice and good when I floss.
I will say flossing feels
good. So I'm not going to say that nice. It does. And I, yeah. So do you guys like when we talk about this?
Call in, let us know if this is good radio.
At 855-915-9636. Or O. 9630.
That's confusing.
It is, yeah. I like to do a little thing where I mix numbers and letters together.
That's very funny. So next up, we're gonna keep with the sexy, because, you know, all things that are sexy, flossing, cream.
Yeah, this is WMFO, All Things Sexy. All Things Consexy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, oh, a little hybrid word.
I don't think we're legally allowed to say that.
Because
of NPR.
I had a...
Big NPR.
Well, you just gave them a shout out.
Oh, no.
Big pharma, huh?
Big dentistry, more.
Big dentistry. Big... Okay, so what do we have coming up?
Big.
What do we have coming up?
next up, I was thinking...
Yeah.
I was really thinking just a little bit of Kanye West, but then I took it back right away because I wasn't ready. Because now what we're actually going to listen to is Leon Bridges.
Mm.
It's kind of a different take on sexy, kind of a more old-fashioned idea. You know, Kendall?
Yeah.
DJ Essence.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. I hope you all enjoy... Have fun. Stay safe. I say this like I won't be back talking to you in like 3 minutes, mm-hmm. but in these 3 minutes...
Goodbyes are hard.
They really are, and I hope you all still find yourselves well in the end.
Side of the room, brown skin girl staring with her brown eyes. Ooh, baby, don't you know you're a cutie pie? Princess, little honey with a polka dot dress on. Ooh.
your shit all on me. Say you need to lean on me. Yeah. Baby, you could lean on me. But I've been at this far too long, and I just need a moment to breathe. And baby, we could keep up. But in your heart, you know you never leave. And you know I take care of you, but you can't take care of me. Baby, could you speak up? I can't hear you. You wanna fuck, then it's fuck me, right? Ain't no one else that could fuck you, right? Yeah, baby, I'ma speak up. Don't fight me when I'm all fucked up. Cause every time you call my phone, you just fuck me up. Then you got me stuck.
All right, so that was Tired by Nicotine's Famous Honey. For the longest time, I was convinced that that was just No Name under a pseudonym.
Why did you think that?
Because, well, in one track, they sound really similar, and it's a similar vibe.
Speaking of No Name.
Yeah, let's talk about her.
She's really great. You know, me and this is DJ Quint speaking, and
DJ Essence here.
And so we both, the two of us, will
Quintessence
be going to,
as a unit.
A unit, if you will. We're going to a concert. No Name concert.
Mm-hmm. In January.
January.
Like 11th or something.
I
want to
say
that.
11th or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Should be fun.
It should be. I'm really excited.
I don't remember where it is.
Royale.
Or what? Oh. Yeah, it was it sold out so fast they actually added another show later that night.
They did, but she didn't announce it is what I heard.
Ah, I just found it when looking later at it.
Mm-hmm.
So is this fun for you guys to listen to?
So is this fun?
Okay. Anyway, a nice segue here. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you a friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. So, you want to talk about this?
Let's talk about it.
All right. I feel like mental health, you know, everyone has a mentality and there is a health that is corresponding to that. We all do you disagree?
No, I just think you phrased it funny, but I think there is some real truth to the core of your statement, which is that
I started talking before I knew how to frame them.
Yeah. I think that a lot of times it's thought of that there are mentally healthy people and there are mentally unhealthy people.
Yeah.
But when you think about the like physical health, no one's like, "Oh, I am physically healthy. I'm in a constant state of being physically healthy."
Yeah.
Like your physical health, it ebbs and flows. It fluctuates.
It fluctuates. And I think that aspect is often publicly neglected in terms of mental health.
Mm-hmm. Whereas when someone who has more common, or they're more vocal about their mental health issues, they're labeled as someone who has mental health issues.
Uh-huh.
Not as something that we all
possess.
Exactly.
To be whether healthy or unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I feel like everyone has their own ways of dealing with their own mental health, and its positive states and, well, I don't want to say negative states, but you know, the ups and downs. But I do think that consistently having people there for you to just hold your hand through it or not hold your hand through it, but just like be there for the way that is beneficial for them, certainly does help.
It absolutely does.
Because a lot of it is feeling like you're alone sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Or I think another thing is, like, don't ask for what you need.
Would be, yeah.
When you are able. Because I know most people would be happy
to help.
To help.
Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to see you.
Especially, like, and it's also so, I feel like a lot of times I just need, like, someone to sit with me for a second.
Yeah. Even, like, if you don't want them to touch you, just to
or
be
talk
there.
To you. Yeah.
Or talk to you. Yeah. Yeah. We both just sniffled at the same time.
Was it good radio? Call in. Let us know if you want to hear a sniff.
So that was one public service announcement. I would like to do another one. I just really like the sound of my own voice. And, you know, helping people, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So this one often strikes my fancy. This is something that I think is really important. Seatbelt safety. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. I refuse to drive until my friends are buckled.
Very true.
This I also fact. Don't understand why people think that in an Uber or a rideshare service that it's okay to not buckle your seatbelt. It's still a car. You're still moving. And I feel like you super don't know how they are at driving. So it makes even more sense to wear a seatbelt because they could be terrible. Protect your noggin, everyone.
Yeah.
Because you only get one, more or less.
Yes. And now we've covered it. Mental health and physical health.
Mm-hmm.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there.
Improv.
Is this good for everyone?
Is this good? Is this good, radio? I didn't get into the improv comedy group here at Tufts Radio.
I never asked.
Or Tufts.
Tufts Radio. Tufts, everything Tufts, is Tufts. Tufts Radio. Tufts University doesn't exist. It's just Tufts Radio.
Yeah.
Or Tufts University is a spinoff of Tufts Radio.
So if anyone wants to start a second, better improv group, let me know. Call in.
Call in at... So what do we have coming up next?
Call in?
Mm-hmm.
Next, I was going to play my personal favorite song from No Name's new album.
All right.
This is Don't Forget About Me.
I know it's made from clay, but to the nitty gritty. Change my city titties, 13K. The pretty cost these days. My doctor really loved me, I'm only half awake. I just came from a funeral, my ugly passed away. Welcome to Beverly Hills. Welcome to Vicodin, I took the pills, I think they saved lives. I just hope that they right. All I am is everything and nothing at all. All I am is shelter for your heart to lean on. All I am is love. All I am is love. I know everyone goes someday. I know my body's fragile, know it's made from clay. But if I have to go, I pray my soul is still eternal. And my mama don't forget about me. I pray my mama.
We started out sexy, and then we got sad.
Okay, but real quick, I just want to tell a story. So, my mother bought me a pomegranate because she knows that I love pomegranate seeds. And yesterday, she had my dad prepare it for me, and it's kind of just, I couldn't eat the whole pomegranate at once, of course. That's a lot of seeds, you know? So today, the bowl of pomegranate seeds was sitting out, and was it after dinner? No, while we were making dinner, DJ Quint here was standing there with his mouth open. What's that word?
Agape.
No. He was communicating that he wanted me to try to throw a pomegranate seed into his mouth. And I kept missing, and I said, well, go easy on me. I'm not wearing my glasses, which means my depth perception is basically... And then I realized I was wearing my glasses. I'm just bad at throwing pomegranate seeds into people's mouths, I suppose.
So that's kind of funny. How does everyone like comedy?
And specifically my comedy.
Or. Do you want to play?
We can't, can we? So we have a really funny, we have a really funny comedy track that we would love to play for you guys. We will consider it. It's about 9 minutes long. But for now, we started out sexy, about to get sad.
And isn't that just how it goes?
So it goes.
So it goes. Exactly. Next up, we have Dunno by Mac Miller.
I feel like you've pronounced that terribly.
How would you say it?
Dunno.
What'd I say?
Dunno.
Oh.
Either
so
way.
Next up, we have Dunno by Dunno by Mac Miller. Yeah, this song
does it to him.
It really does. I hope it does it to y'all as well. It wasn't released until after he had died. It's like a stripped version of. This is a Spotify single we're about to play. It's like a stripped down version of the song on the album. Yeah.
So let's do it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, she do whatever she like. And that don't seem right. Make people so mad. They want it so bad. We was fucking, almost missed my flight. Wasn't even tripping, I said, it's alright. Goddamn, we was hit last night. Wouldn't you rather get along? Wouldn't you rather get along? You was coughing when you hit my wheel, yeah. But I never seen you feel that free, yeah, 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 yeah. So cool, you wanna be like me, yeah. Wouldn't you rather get along? Wouldn't you rather get along? Until there is no longer, let's get lost inside the clouds. I was busy when you hit my phone. But you missed me, told me come back home. And you don't really like to sleep alone. But I'm taking too long. I'm always taking too long. Yeah. Baby, we don't need a trip, we could be right here. Shit get weird, we can switch up gears. I wanna see them lips kissing ear to ear. I wanna hear your song. Oh, I wanna feel just how you feel. Touch you one more time so I know you're real. We could spin that wheel, wouldn't you rather get along?
Wake up and rise. wasted all these years. Maybe I'm a waste of time, but tell me I'm not wasting time. Look back crying, I think of tears. Hope I haven't wasted all these years. Maybe I'm a waste of time, but tell me I'm not wasting time.
Damn, I love you. Don't know what that means now, but I love you. I know that I was nowhere around, holding you down, doing shows, knowing hoes was around. Should've had you till there was no one around. Till I turned old, had a stroke, 30 toes in the ground. Through the fake smiles, you could've chosen to bounce. Before the wills and the lawsuits and the frozen accounts. Putting water under a bridge till the frozen we drown. Shouldn't pay for all these birthdays, the clothes and the clowns. And balloons and ice cream, prime time, girls clothes and the gowns. And the, I don't know if it should go that far, but to see it in the wake of an eye is such a heartbreak. I don't know if I should've started, but my darling Nikki, damn I love you. Don't know what that means now, but I love you.
Look back crying, I think of tears. Hope I haven't wasted all these years. Maybe I'm a waste of time, but tell me I'm not wasting time. Look back crying, I think of tears. Hope I haven't wasted all these years. Maybe I'm a waste of time, but tell me I'm not wasting time.
Namaste.
I was calling out, hopefully heard the sound. Would've been writing, but we was too busy tossing words around. I guess it's all connected. The end of the day, I can't be mad, cause more than anything, it's self-reflective. I shine a light into the foreground. I hope you see the floor now. Not to mention, give it a couple months and I'll be tour bound. And she'll be waiting for me like she always was before now. But think about it, who number you down when you got out that courthouse. I wish if this was any consolation. But every scene is missed, the lost and missing conversations. I think of you, you think of me, I think we've grown impatient. To the used to be a point in time, I feel like we could waste it. But before my age become my waste man, I'ma keep it real, I need 2 or 3 mil. Now I'ma flip, probably kill myself, me don't even wanna see it go down that route. At the end of the day, what's the point of living life if all of your time is for you and nothing's given away?